here my pricing director. Her name is Gail, and she'll be the best person to help us in pulling up the price for you. Here she is.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday Eve.
True.
So you and Giselle were chatting about taking advantage of the listing that we've got available for the Redmond area today, I understand.
Yeah, so what does that show up on?
So our job here at Local Splash is getting you on that first page of Google so that people can find you.
Okay.
And, of course, call you directly. So, and I should be so rude, before I jump into pricing, did you have any questions so far about the program? Anything that you and Giselle talked about?
No. So
okay.
Is it just a Google ad? Is that how it pops up? So when someone searches, you know, carpet cleaning near me, it pops up as, like, in the ad section? Or does it pop up, like, is it local?
Good question.
Organically generated. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Good question. So we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We're also partners of Meta, formerly known as Facebook. So we can bundle advertising on either or both platforms along with that local programming to bring your Google business profile and thus your web page onto the front page. So we can do any number of those. We can do the local only. So the programs you get to on the local first page, or we can bundle with Facebook ads or Google ads. Now, I understand you had run some Google ads in the past. How did those work out for you?
Well, I'm currently running some. So I was running just through PageHub. I was doing, I don't know how else to say that. So, like, if you search, like, carpet cleaners near me, I would pop up under the map. So it would show, like, a map, and then it would show where I was.
Gotcha.
And that seemed to be getting me calls, but just in Redmond. And Redmond isn't really my target. I live in Redmond, which is awesome, but I it's not the biggest city for sure. So
right.
So that was working. So what I did is I went to Google Ads just in the last couple weeks, and I added a program through them for $21 a day, I think is what it was. And it's supposed to put me in a 50-mile radius. Now, ever since I've done that, I mean, the moment I did that, I stopped getting phone calls. And so I'm trying to figure out why that happened.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Without digging around in your account, basically, I've got no way to know what they might have done. So, let me tell you how it works. Maybe we can piece this together.
Okay.
So the local programming to get you on first page of Google. So we have the listing that became available for carpet cleaning, and it is for Redmond. So what happens once we secure that listing for you, we close down that category for the area. And as a Google Premier Channel partner, we can only work with one company per category, per area. So, in other words, there's a 50-mile radius. It would be around Redmond because it is based on your hometown, where your business is located.
Right.
So for a 50-mile radius around Redmond, we cannot work with any of your competitors. So if they offer the same services as you, we can't work with them. So you're the only person we'd be promoting to that first page. So, but that is truly local. I can do a search. In fact, I'll do a blind search right now just to see what comes up. Let me try that. I'm just going to do carpet cleaning. Ah, if I could type. And I'm going to do Redmond. There we go. So I'm doing a blind search so it doesn't rely on this computer's search history or where I'm at. So let's see. Okay, well, I don't see an ad for you. I'm not seeing your website either. I hate to do it, but let me look at page 2. I see Home Advisor and Angie, but they both tell me top 10 carpet cleaning services in Redmond. Doesn't list your name.
Yeah.
It, you know, there you are. You're about halfway down on the second page when I do that blind search. It could be that the ads are just not targeted correctly. That's my best guess without knowing exactly how they were set up or knowing anything
about
it.
Yeah, I was just winging it. Basically, I was just clicking do it. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha. Gotcha.
So
now you mentioned Bend. So that looks like it's about 23 miles, I think maybe as the crow flies, from Redmond. So that Bend is in that 50-mile radius.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm in Bend right now. I mean, that's where I prefer to work only because the money is here. I mean, I'll be honest.
Oh, you bet. I'm in Colorado. We've got the same thing here. I used to be in remodeling, and I drive 60 miles. Well, used to drive 60 miles to where the money was, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it. I get it. That's what you got to do. So the local, yeah, if you want to grow your business or stay in business.
Yeah, exactly.
No. So the local, excuse me, the local truly does rely on that zone. And typically to reach outside of that area, we would look at Facebook ads or Google ads or both. So what we do here at Local Splash is we can really target those ads. We've been doing it for 17 years, so we know all the ins and outs. We were trained by Google in how to use their products to best serve our clients to grow their businesses. So I'm not a technician, so I couldn't tell you exactly everything they do. I've never touched programming in my life, but our technicians know what they're doing. So I know we can zero in, though. We can go by location, so zip code, neighborhood, income level, age, I believe even gender. There are several different criteria, so we can really drill in on the exact locations and the exact type of clients that you want in those locations and kind of filter out the rest so that your ads aren't showing in front of the people that you that are not as desirable as the other folks.
Right.
I'll put it that way.
Right.
So it could
it
could just be a matter of they're not targeted right. I've heard that a lot. You know, in fact, I tried doing my own Google ads and my own Facebook ads too, and I was just throwing money in a river pretty much because I didn't know what I was doing.
Feel honestly at this point.
Yeah, sure.
I was working for a minute and now it's not working again, and it's like now I'm paying $600 a month and it's not working.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Now, can you stop those or pull it back or so that you don't?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. It doesn't make sense for me to.
Okay.
My plan would be hopefully if you guys can target market, maybe I'll switch to you guys. Stop what I'm doing with Google. I like what PageHub is doing. I think you have to be in my area for it to pop up. But I was getting phone calls from them. But I definitely. The Google isn't working for me all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Gotcha. Okay. So all of our packages include that local programming. We'd still lock down your category. Wouldn't work with any of your competitors. And as you know, when you're getting calls as a result of the work that we do, those all go right to you. We don't filter them. We don't screen them. We don't nothing. And your price remains the same.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you get 500 new leads or 5,000 new leads in a month. It never changes.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull up.
Okay.
If you are already doing the Google Ads, I want to look at one of our other packages. It's our VIP, and it actually takes advantage of both Facebook and Google. Now, Paul, have you done Facebook Ads yet at all?
And I've had luck. You know, I'll spend $100 and I'll get a job, maybe two, and sometimes I get none. So it just kind of depends.
Gotcha. Okay. It could just be a matter of not getting to the right places. So we'll talk about Facebook for just a minute and advertising on there. because it really has become so powerful, and we can really spread those ad dollars economically and effectively. So make sure I've got the right package in front of me here. Pull this up. So I'm looking at our VIP, which includes Facebook and Google Ads, which will target both. The Facebook, have you gone to search for something online? Maybe it's, you know, as simple as a new tape measure. And later you see an ad following you around for that product or service?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's called retargeting. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Okay, cool. So what happens then, your ads will follow people around. And now I'm talking specifically Facebook right now. Your ads will follow people around. Those views, those impressions when it shows on their feed don't cost you anything against your ad dollars. It's basically free advertising. So the only time that those should be counting against your ad dollars is when they click. When they click, it's been shown by then they're ready to buy, and you're likely the only person they're calling because they've seen your ad and they go, wow, these guys must really be legit. I've seen them 3 times. And yeah, I need my carpets cleaned. I'm going to click them and I'm going to call them. So worst case, those clicks only count between 50 and 5 cents per against your monthly ad dollars. So the plan I'm looking at has $100 of Facebook ads included per month. And so worst case, that's 50 new clients, or I'm sorry, more like 200 new clients, if it was counted 50 cents per, right? So those go a long ways. Then that we can target and kind of filter out the undesirables, we can make that go further. Plus, you get basically, I call it free branding. When your ad shows and you don't have to pay for it, people see your logo, they see your info, they can even see your phone number, so they could call you without even clicking. So, not saying that they will, but they could.
Oh, yeah. I'll be happy to pay 50 cents for a phone call.
Yeah, right. I know. I would have been any day, too. I used to spend $150 on an Angie lead every time it came through. I about enough to choke a horse.
Right? Yeah, I had to quit doing the Home Advisor Angie lead. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they get expensive, and then I never liked that they sold my lead to other people too. You know, and then everything boiled right down to price, and that's no place to play.
I was fighting for my own lead versus 3 other people they'd sell to, and they charged me $33, and I was lucky to get a $99 job out of it. It's like, I'm not making anything. It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So I'm going to look at our VIP package here, and being that you've been in business for as long as you have, I can apply a legacy discount to it, which means you're a preferred company. You're established. We know you're good at what you do. We can see that. You understand business. You're a good business person. You'll take care of those folks that call. Let me see here. So this one normally retails at $8.99 a month. However, with your legacy discount in there, let me play with this for just a second. So it includes $200 a month in Google Ads, and it includes $100 a month in Facebook Ads, and then also that local programming, so getting your Google Business Profile, thus your website, on First Page. So it's all three of those components. I can knock it down to $7.59 a month, and then the ads are included. We'll set those up. We'll target them for you. We'll make sure they're getting in front of the right people. And that doesn't stop after we get it set up. We're always monitoring your account, ads, local programming, everything. So as algorithms change, we can switch things literally on a dime and make those micro adjustments as we go to keep you on that first page and keep your ads in front of the right people so that it doesn't. As a business owner, I hated losing money. I should say wasting. And that is one of the things that we watch very closely here is we don't want to waste your money either. It's just not good business practice. So that's one possibility. Now, another possibility is one of our packages. So that was VIP. We can talk about our platinum. That is the local programming and Google Ads combined. So this one, again, with your legacy discount in there, so this one is $300 a month in Google Ads. No Facebook, but it does include all that local programming. That one I dropped down to $549. And now, by the way, all of these come, they're supposed to come with a $299 setup fee. I can knock that down to $99 on any given one of these. So if you want to keep with the Google Ads, we can do that. And that's $300 in Google Ads, that local programming. That one would be $549. The other one, if you want to look at Facebook plus the local, the 50-mile radius, that one, see, that one's got $100 a month in Facebook, and I can knock it down to $349. So several different ranges for you there, depending on how far in you want to go. So what we typically tell our clients is that local programming truly does cover that locked-in 50-mile radius, that we'll never accept another carpet cleaning client. Anybody that tells you that programming can get beyond that, their pants are on fire all day long. It just can't be done. But the way to reach beyond that radius is through...
I mean, that's as far as I want to go.
Gotcha. Well, so that's right in you.
That's as far as I want to drive. So I don't have an issue with that. So I guess my issue is it month to month?
Yes.
A contract I've signed for a year, so it's month to month?
Good question. I'm so glad you asked. Yes, we pride ourselves on not having contracts here. Everything truly is month to month. We know that we have to earn your business month in and month out, or you're not going to pay the next month, of course. We do a really good job at our job to keep your business. And we want to help, too. We truly enjoy watching our clients succeed. The only thing we do ask, though, is a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months. Reason being, industry standard to get you on that first page is 3 to 6 months. We cut that in half, and we'll give that to you in writing. So it takes us between 30 and 45 days, realistically, to get you on first page. So into that second month. If we worked on it for 15 days, for example, and then nothing more, you really wouldn't see any results and it'd be a waste of money. So we do ask for a verbal on the first 2 months. Beyond that, yes, everything truly is month to month, no contracts.
Okay.
Fair,
and then,
fair
okay,
so far.
That was the other question. Yeah. So I guess my thing is I'm going to have to contact before I can make a definitive decision is make sure I can get hold of the other places that are currently I'm paying to make sure I can cancel everything to switch over.
Sure.
I mean, I have no problem paying money to, I mean, this is the time of year for me to really be out there.
Yes.
So that was my other question. So if I said, okay, when would I be set up and how long does that take?
Oh, also an excellent question. So total timeline. The very first thing I'll do is, when we secure this listing, is I will close that category, so our team will stop calling, looking for someone to fill that category. So the next thing, I guess I should say then, I'll set you up with a client onboarding call. You'll sit down with our tech and go through everything about your business, quality control, so making sure I took down all of your information 100% correctly, making any, if I typoed something, we'll fix it then. They'll also get photos from you. We'll go over keywords. So we get you started right away. And we like to do that within, the first few days, literally as soon as you can. Once we take your money, we want to get to work. So we do get to work right away. So within the first 5 to 7 days, your reporting dashboard will come online. So that's a space you can log in anytime. You can see the keywords we have you listed for. You can upload photos for us. You can, well, send message, of course. But you can also see how many clicks and calls you're getting. We want you to have that data because it is so important to your business, you know, to know what's coming from where so that you can say, oh, wait, Gail, that area is not so great. Let's try something, you know, try a different area. So we want you to be able to see all of that data. So you can see where searches were performed from, how many clicks you got, how many calls you got. So all that data right there for you. So that dashboard will come online. We'll also get directory submissions done in that time. So, for example, Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are about 60 different directories that we get you listed on. That all goes to, it just blankets you out there. You become kind of a can't miss. You're right there in front of everybody. And then between days 7 and 14, typically if we're building a web page for you, which is included if you need that, your web page would come online and your ads will start running. So Google or Facebook or both. And then days 30 to 35, you will start to appear on that first page and your ranking will just continue to get better over time like a fine wine.
Okay. I'm just having an, I like what she's saying, and I like the VIP package idea, because those ads do follow me everywhere, and I do like that, but I know that Google works. I'm just having an issue with the price as far as monthly and me wanting to stick with it, and if I'm not, just because I just did so much marketing that didn't really work, I'm having a
problem. Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, let me toy with something here. For the VIP, I'm playing with some ad dollars here, seeing what I can come up with to make this look a little bit better. So what if? What if we did the 100 a month in Facebook? I'm thinking out loud, so bear with me.
Sure.
What if we did 100 a month in Facebook, 200 in Google, the local, of course. And we were at 759.
Yeah.
If I could get that down to 659, would that be more workable for you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and grab this listing for you, get you all set up, Paul. Pop a couple of screens, and since I set up a slightly unconventional package, I'm going to have to ping my boss and ask him if he would set up a package for me in there real quick, because it's not on my list. So if you'll bear with me for just a moment. Actually, there we go. And I said 659, yes.
Correct.
That's what I thought. I should have jotted down my notebook. While they work on that, we can verify info and get everything going.
Julio.
And there's that thing about me not being able to type again. Good gravy. I think I need more caffeine.
And yeah, I've had mine. I get shaky after two cups, so I don't do it myself.
You know, I do too anymore. I have to switch over to decaf. I love coffee. I love everything about it, except, yeah, same here. I get the shakies after a bit, and I gotta back off.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I already have thick pills for anxiety, so too much coffee will.
I hear you. It's hell getting old, isn't it?
I know, right?
It's not for, it's definitely not for sissies.
No, not. But the alternative's worse, so I suppose I'll be happy to be.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got Paul, P-A-U-L, Cohen, C-O-E, or sorry, C-O-H-E-N.
Nope, that's the old owner. That's Joel Cohen. I'm Paul, E-A-T-O-N.
That was
12 years ago.
Wow. So,
yeah.
I gotcha. So you bought the business from him.
Yeah, he had this business since 2004, and then I bought it from him in 2010.
Oh, I gotcha. Well,
so, yeah,
that's
12 years in June. Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And I'm going to have to send this to somebody else because he's not answering. There we are. All right. And then what's your email address, Paul?
We'll go info, I-N-F-O, at carpet. CleaningBend.com.
Right. CarpetCleaningBend.com. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. And then your phone number I've got is 541-382-4326.
That's where the magic happens.
All right. That's also your cell, I take it.
Yep.
Perfect. And is that your business line as well?
Yep.
All right. Super. And then I've got Eco Carpet Cleaning. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
No.
Okay. And then address, please.
1883 Northwest Jack Pine. J-A-C-K-P-I-N-E, one word, place.
Hey.
Redmond,
Oregon.
97756.
Perfect. And I've got to grab your website address right there. Now, did you want us to build a new website for you, Paul? Or are you happy with what
I like
here?
Mine.
Okay. It is a good-looking website.
I like it. I'm a couple of years old.
Nice. Well, whoever built it for you did a great job.
It was GoDaddy to host my website. I had him build one. My old one was so old that people ran up on their cell phones and it was just wonky.
Oh, yeah, they need updating once
in
a while.
Someone hacked it and it was a Viagra ad for like 6 months. I had no idea. My customers are like, do you have like a second business? I'm like, what? It was very awkward.
Okay. So I'm going to send you three texts. I apologize in advance for blowing up your phone. First one is going to be my direct contact info. I'm the lead on your account. You can reach out to me anytime. The next one is customer service. And the third one, there it goes. And then the third one is a short YouTube video tutorial. And that's on our dashboard and analytics. And there goes the third one. Yeah.
So that'll be helpful.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yes, that definitely helps. Absolutely. All right. And let's look at our calendars. I want to get that onboarding call set up. Let's see what we've got. So we could do this afternoon yet. We could do 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Oh, wait a second. I'm looking at the wrong day. I take that back.
I'll take it all back.
We could do 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock is actually full. Or we could do tomorrow, any hour on the hour tomorrow, starting at 7.
Yeah, 1 o'clock today is fun.
All right, you got it. Grab that. And then you're going to get another email, or an email, I should say. And it's going to start with local / CIE. It's our internal coding, but it'll be a calendar appointment. And
okay.
I'll let you know when that one's on the way. I've got to set it up real quick. Well, I'm excited for you. I think this is going to save you some money, and I think it's going to do good things for your business, too.
I hope so. I definitely missed being on the front page, and I don't know what happened, but I was on the top, and then all of a sudden just slowly disappeared.
Well, we'll get that fixed for you, definitely.
Okay, cool.
All right, so that calendar appointment is on the way. And if you could, when it gets to you, just hit the yes button that you'll attend. That'll confirm it and hold your spot. And
okay. As
a professional courtesy, if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can certainly reschedule.
Okay.
And put that in two more places here. Today. Gosh, it's the 12th already.
I know, right?
Ugh. I don't know where the year has gone, much less
I know. My wife
the month.
Brought it up. She's like, well, my daughter's almost out of school. And I was like, what?
Like,
night. It made no sense. I was like, what? And then I realized, oh, you're right.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, global warming my ass.
Yeah, right. I know. I don't think so. We've had a cold spring here, too. For Mother's Day, we took our annual drive up the mountain, and it was plenty cold up there. Well, there's snow on the ground. We didn't actually hit fresh snow, but.
It snowed at my house on Mother's Day.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so services.
It popped up. Last year I was boating on a lake. I don't understand.
Oh, wow. That's a switch from last to this.
Right?
Wow, not in a good way either. My gosh.
No.
Okay. So, where was I? Oh, I know where I was. So services, so I've got carpet cleaning, fabric cleaning. Are there any other ways we can say that?
Upholstery cleaning, tile and grout cleaning.
Ooh. Perfect. Okay.
People always say rug cleaning.
Ah.
People always say it drives me crazy, but carpet shampooing, bean cleaning.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And if you think of any others between now and when you talk to our onboarding department, be sure to jot them down. We can get them in there. And if you think about them afterwards, to let us know whenever they come to mind. Because we can certainly get those in later on, too. And
okay.
If you add services at some point, you know, that you want to add those in, too.
Eventually, that's going to happen, too, yeah. I bought out my business partner about a year ago. So we've been, you know, new website, new van, new. So we're trying. I'm trying to.
Nice.
All the bad reviews say Sean right on them.
Oh. Now it's going to be all about you. You still got a,
like eight reviews in the last 6 months. They're all positive. So.
Nice. We'll give you a tool too, so that you can send out to past clients to get reviews from them also.
Yeah.
So yeah, the more Google reviews, the better.
Yeah. I love the Google review. I just hate asking for them, you know?
Yeah, this makes it easy. It's a stock message, and you just send it, and it's a piece of cake. And, you know, people like being asked. A lot of people do, not everybody. I ignore them sometimes myself, but a lot of people do like to go write those reviews.
You know, I do, and I try to be positive, 10 positives to 1 negative, to try to...
Right.
You know, if I have to write a bad review, I purposely go back and write, like, 10 positive reviews, because it's like, that's how it works, you know?
Yeah, yep. You're exactly right. You know, you do one bad thing and 11 people hear about it. You do one good thing and one person hears about it.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, okay, I'm going to.
And yes, we want to track. And we do want to track the number of calls and clicks, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be a salesman, and I had a boss that was like, I will never complain about paying the salesman, because the salesman's what paid me. So, I mean, if you can give me the work, I will happily pay for it, you know?
Exactly. All right. Wading through these screens here. Oh, so we rolled something new out last week. It's optional. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's called the Splash app. Imagine that. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store and get you set up with your logins and everything. What it is, you can use it to make and receive calls. All the calls are recorded. So if you need to go back and listen to somebody's call from, you know, a week ago to go, wow, did they really say that? You'll be able to go back and retrieve those. But it also allows you to not show your own cell phone number. So it's a way for you to keep personal and business separate, if you'd like. Would you like access to that app?
No.
Okay. No worries.
No.
And if you change your mind later, just let us know.
Okay, I just can't imagine listening to myself. It can do anything but make.
I know. Our calls are all recorded too, and you really truly are your own worst critic. I mean, I pick my calls apart if I have to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. We used to have to do that in sales. You know, it was a random call, and then they'd record it, then they grade you, and then they'd send it to your boss, and then of course your boss calls you, and you gotta like listen to this phone call with them. It's like, see where. It's like, you know,
hindsight's
2020.
Can I? Yeah, exactly. I know. Exactly. And, Paul, do you prefer contact by phone, email, text, or all of the above?
Text.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And no licenses needed. I assume you don't need to be licensed in Oregon to clean carpets and fabrics?
No.
Okay. Any accreditations, training, anything that we should highlight for you?
I'm a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Perfect.
Let's see. I've got, I don't know how to...
How about Chamber of Commerce?
I guess the... No, I don't. They always make you go to their thing.
Yeah, I know.
So I mean, that's probably pretty much it. I mean, it seems like I did more.
No worries.
Constantly, but they're not.
I'm going to put continued education and just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. All right, let me double check all of this and make sure. I'm just going to browse back through. Okay, that all looks good. And you're not working with another SEO company, correct?
I don't think so. That's what I'm... Yeah, I talked to you on my ride home. I was going to go to my Page Hub and see what they do.
Gotcha. All right.
They might do something with that.
Okay. Let me plunk that in there. Oh, and I hit the back button instead, and it erased it. It's okay. I've got it copied my clipboard. We don't have to go through all that all over again. I just,
okay.
I don't like it when I,
For you, I.
No. Yeah. I don't like it when I, ever. It drives me crazy. I when I was in construction, I walked in on one of my guys. He was putting up tile in a shower wall, and he thought he was almost done. And I walked in, the grout lines are all crooked. And he's like, looks good, doesn't it? I'm like, Todd, you're going to have to tear the whole thing out and start all over. No, we don't do crooked grout lines. Not even kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
All right. Get that submitted. That looks good. Yeah, the guy was kind of stunned. He never thought in a million years that someone would make him, this crazy woman, make him rip out an entire wall full of tile, and that I was willing to pay for the new tile. I mean, that's just, for me, that's how it was, because my name was going to be on it, even though I didn't lay the tile. It was going to be right. There are no two ways about that. And he's like,
know,
really?
You can't, it's hard to, you almost have to be that way, and people don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the client was kind of surprised, too. They're like, well, it's only a few lines. I'm thinking, well, yeah, but no, it's a few lines. And I won't leave it like that. That's just how it is. So, yeah, I lost money on that job, needless to say, after the extra labor of the tile work.
Sure.
But, oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. The customer was happy, and their bathroom looked good when we were done. So that's what
they won't
helps.
Give you a bad Yelp review. That's a positive.
Nope. Actually, they gave me a very good review. And in fact, it was the husband that said, no, it's not so bad. And the wife actually saw it shortly after. She kicked me out of the house, literally. She told me to leave.
Oh.
I had to beg her. I said, please, Karen, let me, I want to fix this. It will be right. Let me come back in and fix it. It's not going to cost you anything.
Yikes.
And so she did. She says, okay, I'll give you a chance. I guess I got nothing to lose. And yeah, no, it's either that or the crooked tile stays if you kick me out now. And they gave me a beautiful review.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They'd never experienced anything like that before. So that was kind of cool. Kind of cool, but kind of not, you know. Nice to be able to make it right.
It sucks, but when people make it right, it's, you know, I mean.
Yep.
We went through that this year. We picked the paint color on our phone, which has a higher contrast. And then, so it looked gray and it was black. And we thought it was matte and it was shiny. And we went on vacation and left these guys to paint our house. They painted our house. We came home to a black, shiny house. And I don't mean kind of black. I mean black. And so,
oh, wow.
I mean, it looked like the house burned down. So we had to call them, and we're like, this isn't the color we want. So they were really cool. You know, they charged us a little less labor, and we bought the paint, and they repainted it in a hurry in their busiest season. But, you know, things happen.
Wow. Wow. That's – so how did they cover that black? I mean, that's hard to cover.
Well, we wanted a dark gray. So we did a dark gray, and it actually came out awesome.
Now,
it wasn't a problem
gray,
at all
yeah.
because we wanted a dark color, but what they said is that you can't go like cream, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I, we're, we're painting our house this summer, and my husband wants to do it in a cream color, which is what it is now. I'm trying to talk him into a gray. We're still trying to find a compromise. we haven't settled yet.
You know, my neighbor just painted their house kind of a light yellow, and I'm like, that's not really the in colors anymore. I mean, if you're not going to sell it, it doesn't matter, but who knows what happens 10 years from now.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a lot of Victorians around here, and wow, the wild colors that they choose for those houses. We've got one that's purple.
Yeah.
We've got one that's pink, one that's yellow.
Probably teal.
Yep. And we've got one that's pink crazy. With purple trim. And just, yeah, crazy, crazy. All right, Paul, I am finally ready to update your billing info. So this will be as it appears on your credit card. So I've got first name Paul, last name Eaton. Does the company name also appear on the credit card?
No.
Okay, no worries.
Not this
and one. Then 541-382-4326.
Yep.
All right, and they got that set for me. Whoops. And the wrong address is in there. Let me grab the right one. Make you repeat it all over again. 1883 Northwest.
Sounds good.
Jack Pine Place. I like that name. That's a cool street name. Mm. That's right. 97756. Yep, we did have old info. All right. And then, Paul, is this Visa, Master, MX, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read each four back to make sure I got them right.
Okay. 4120.
4120.
6180.
6180.
5706.
5706.
0754.
0754. And then, of course, expiration, please.
0124.
January 24. Perfect. And security code.
177.
77. All right. Update that. All right. Good deal. I've updated. So I'm going to send this through. Double check. Perfect. Okay. So actually, he knocked a dollar off. I'm not sure why. Oh, I know. My mouth is wrong. Good gravy. So this will be coming to for $648. So that's $99 setup fee. That is... he's got you for $250 Google advertising and the local SEO at $199 and then $100 in Facebook. So that's all of that together. And then that $99 will not be on there on the monthly. So I'm going to send that through. Okay. As soon as it goes, you're going to get an email and it should say welcome to Local Splash or it'll reference your invoice and it will be a copy of your invoice. And then it's our terms and conditions. So if you could scroll all the way to the bottom of that email, there should be an accept button. And then it'll ask you to type your name as it's written. And then while we're waiting for that to come through, it'll take a minute to get to you, and it'll take a minute to update in our system. I'll go through our voice verification. That way we can get it out of the way. So this is required of us as a Google Premier Channel partner. We have to do the voice verification with you. There are a couple of spots where I'll ask a question, name, company name, and then also I'll prompt you to answer. And so, oh, by the way, this is recorded, and it's also going to be attached to your account. So it is an added form of protection for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the following is a voice verification, which is going to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Eco Carpet Cleaning.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Eaton, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
And are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account?
No.
Okay. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or texts coming from Local Splash?
Yeah.
I lost my line. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Okay, what was that?
No, that's okay. So I'll tell you what it means and then I'll read it back. So this doesn't mean that you can't do other marketing online, but please let us know. That way we can make sure everything is tied together and optimized for you so that it does the most good for you.
Okay.
So like if you later decide to do, you know, add TikTok. I guess people are doing that for business now. New to me. But perhaps, then just let us know so we can tie it in. So it reads, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, May 12th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $648. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Let me get back here. Make sure I get this right. I've got to say the right number here. I'm trying to get the monthly flat for you.
Okay.
Then that's not it. Try again. 648, take out the 99. So it'll be 549. So $549 will be a recurring payment that will take place again on the 12th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after July 12th. Do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then just one last reminder to make sure to make that client onboarding meeting this afternoon. And if you can't, let us know so that we can reschedule it. Let me check to see if that email come through and were you able to
do it real quick? But it's not.
Okay.
So when it says signature, I'm putting in my signature, and then it says it doesn't match. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Please fix the highlighted portion of your text, Paul Eaton.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. And it was, I did uppercase, and so it shows up as lowercase, so I switched it to lowercase, and it still didn't work.
So it should be capital Paul, capital Eaton.
Okay, so it's not match type name exactly as it appears. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text, Paul. I did. Confirm. Okay, cancel. Maybe I'll see if we can do it again. Okay, back to email. Let's try this again. Click here. Here, type your name. Do a lowercase, Paul. Confirm. Please accept the terms above. As acknowledged. Okay. Signature is not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears in the text. I did.
All right. I'll tell you what. Since it's giving you fits, let's not worry about it. I'm going to put a note in here, and I will have them fix it, and you can do it when you do your onboarding call this afternoon.
Okay.
There we go.
I was half listening. Perfect. At the end. It seemed like a simple thing to do.
No worries. So, Paul, you are all set. Any last questions me before I let you back to your day, hon?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you
think
of any,
contact PageHub and the Google Ads, so I know what's going on. Now, you had mentioned that you can get in, or the tech guy will get in the account and peek around, see if something's wrong. At that point, can they tell me, like, okay.
Yeah, definitely. So, they'll be able to get in, and they should be able to see what's going on and how to fix to get it where it's supposed to go. Definitely.
Cool beans. Okay. I will be ready for that phone call at 1 o'clock.
Sounds good, and welcome to the Local Splash family. We're truly glad to have you on board.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate the help.
You bet. Thank you, Paul. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.